Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Anyway, we got a little event we want to tell you about.
Yeah, this sounds kind of cool. It's Diamonds in the Rough. It's Saturday, November 9th from 6 to 10 at the North House in Avon, put on by the Connecticut Humane Society and their terrific marketing and communications manager, Susan Wolfschlager, is with us. Susan, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. I actually have one of our foster puppies in my lap right now, so
oh.
I am fantastic.
I hear the puppy doesn't give interviews though, so we won't ask it to.
We'll see if he gets excited when he hears that I'm on the phone with you guys, but maybe.
Well, if he hears he's on with Ray,
he won't get
so excited by me. How did the idea for Diamonds in the Rough come about?
Yeah, I like this.
You know, there's so many animal lovers across the state. We just wanted to get everybody together, and this event has gone on for several years now. The other great thing about it is that we do honor somebody local every single year who's been doing amazing things for animals in Connecticut and beyond. Anne has partnered with us in the pets at the Connecticut Humane Society. And so this year we're actually honoring Professor and Attorney Jessica Rubin, who created Yukon Law's Animal Law Clinic.
Really?
So she also helped pass the bill at the Capitol a couple of years ago that gives animal cruelty cases advocates in court for free. They are usually her law students or other attorneys across the state who want to volunteer, again, for free, no charge to the state, to work on these animal cruelty cases in court so that penalties are harsher and the pets get justice after they've been wronged. And the other amazing thing is that other states are now modeling this.
You see, one thing I can't understand, and seriously, is, you know, all right, I can understand you might get a little mad at your dog, but how can you abuse an animal? It's just so incredibly stupid.
And the other thing that oftentimes happens is that people who do that then go on to hurt people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So when you prosecute these cases, you're helping pets, but you're also helping people. And that's why we're so impressed by Jessica. We've loved working with her. And so we're going to be celebrating her at this year's Diamonds in the Rough Gala. And, of course, all of the pets that have been helped and saved over the past year and all the ones to come. And I think one of the best parts about the night is that foster puppies will come to kick off the evening with a little meet and greet. So we'll have three or four pups come out of foster care for a little bit and visit with everybody. So people who come see exactly who they're helping that night.
What else do you have going on that night, Susan?
Everything.
Yeah, there's a lot. So we have appetizers and cocktails and drinks. And then a full multi-course plated dinner. We'll have music. There's animal trivia. There's a photo booth with really fun props. Of course, we have live and silent auctions. That's a huge part of raising funds for the pets that night. And everything goes to fund medical care for these little guys. So, you know, the puppies that are going to be there that night, probably healthy, just going to need a spay-neuter vaccinations once they're ready to go. But, you know, we have a dog right now named Yoda, a little Boston Terrier, who came to us and actually needed both of her eyes removed because she has such a bad condition. Yeah. So she's an example of someone that needs months of care and then now training to learn about this new world where she can't see. God. And so we're working on her with that.
God. How many dogs do you have in the show? Well, I think you have more than one. You have the Newington location, but where else?
Yeah, we're also in Waterford and Westport.
That's what I thought.
At our Newington location, we also have our reduced-fee Fox Memorial Clinic. So that's open to the public, and it's low-fee vet care. Still, of course, the same quality you would find anywhere, but we're able to offer lower fees because it's donor-supported, and it's the only one of its kind in Connecticut. I mean, they're doing x-rays, surgeries in there.
Jeez.
You know, pets come to us. They're in need eyes taken out. So they do a whole lot of stuff over there. I can't even begin to understand.
I mean, I believe vision is one of their least necessary, you know, movement, I think, is essentially what they see. But smell is remarkable how powerful that is.
And when they lose, you know, one or both of their eyes, they're heavily reliant on their sense of smell after that. So that's some of the things we're working on with Yoda, so that in her, she has a little room set up. So she has a water fountain instead of a bowl so she can hear where to get her water. We have different scents for other parts of the room that she knows, oh, over here is my bed and over here is my toys. So there's a lot that goes into it, I think, that people might not assume right away.
It seems like we hear that the people are being even more thoughtful when it comes to coming and adopting dogs. And pets. Is that true? Do you see the numbers going up on people who are coming to the Humane Society and adopting dogs?
Absolutely, especially in the Northeast. You know, the Make Adoption Your First Option movement has grown tremendously, and that's something we're so excited by. And I think it's growing across the country. But, I mean, here in Connecticut especially, these pets are our family members. You know, they sleep on the bed. They have birthday parties. They're part of all the holidays. They come out and, you know, go out to eat with us on, you know, dog-friendly patios and things like that. And so we love to see that. We see a lot of our alumni pets checking in with us and just how happy they are. And we love to see the updates, the happy updates, and how they truly are part of the family.
Yeah, and don't forget, you've got cats, and yes, you have cats out there too, because I know I've been out there and I've adopted a few.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Well, dogs.
Yep, all the cats, rabbits, ferrets. we have guinea pigs as well right now. I think we have a dove maybe right now in New England.
Really?
So, you want that one, Joe?
No, I'll pass. I'll pass.
We see birds. Pet rats also right now in Waterford, if we have any
I'm going to pass on that.
Yeah, I think I'll pass on the
and
rats.
Guinea pigs don't. Just don't.
If people want more information, they can go to cthumane.org and go to events and find Diamond in the Rough. It's coming up November 9th, 6 to 10 at the North House in Avon. And Susan Walshlager, who's the communications manager, marketing communications for the Humane Society with us. Susan, thanks for being with us. Have a great night on the 9th.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
If you'd like more information, cthumane.org. That's cthumane.org. By the way, I think Avon Old Farms Hotel, home of the Holiday Store, one of the homes, they're giving you a discount that night if you'd like to stay.
Right, if you want to stay the night, if you you know, just want to make a night of it. So yeah,
that'd be fun.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.